In this section, you will hear a talk about the U.S. economy. Then, you are required to complete the outline of the talk given below. You'll hear the talk 3 times.
Direct services and direct assistance in the U.S. economy. The U.S. federal government provides many kinds of help to businesses and individuals. It offers low-interest loans and technical assistance to small businesses. It provides loans to help students attend college. Government also actively promotes exports and seeks to prevent foreign countries from building up trade barriers that restrict imports. Government supports individuals who cannot adequately care for themselves. Social Security, which is financed by a tax on employers and employees, accounts for the largest portion of Americans' retirement income. The Medicare program pays for many of the medical costs of the elderly. The Medicaid program finances medical care for low-income families. In many states, government maintains institutions for the mentally ill or people with severe disabilities. Many of these programs, including Social Security, trace their roots to the New Deal programs of Franklin D. Roosevelt, who served as the U.S. president from 1933 to 1945. Roosevelt believed that poverty usually resulted from social and economic causes rather than from the person himself. This view repudiated a common notion that success was a sign of God's favor and failure was a sign of God's displeasure. This was an important transformation in American social and economic thought. Even today, however, echoes of the older notions are still heard in debate around certain issues, especially welfare. Many other assistance programs for individuals and families, including Medicare and Medicaid, were begun in the 1960s during President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, 1963 through 1969. Although some of these programs encountered financial difficulties in the 1990s and various reforms were proposed, they continued to have strong support from both of the United States' major political parties. Critics argued, however, that providing welfare to unemployed but healthy individuals actually created dependency rather than solving problems. Welfare reform legislation enacted in 1996 under President Bill Clinton, president from 1993 through 2001, requires people to work as a condition of receiving benefits and imposes limits on how long individuals may receive payments.
Multiple choice questions. Number one. What role does the government play in foreign trade? Number two, which of the following welfare systems pays for the income of retired people? Number three, which opinion did President Roosevelt hold about poverty? Number four, what kind of difficulties did some of the welfare programs meet in the 1990s? Number five, what might be the consequence of providing benefits to unemployed, healthy people?